Council member Dylan Jennings says the tribe is requesting the decommissioning and removal of the line. Jennings says the easement is not for the entire pipeline, but in areas where the tribe has reacquired lands near the pipeline. Enbridge has leased an easement for the oil line since its construction in 1953. He says the age of the line prompted the tribal council to take action after seeing events around the world and other spills. He says they want to protect the watershed.
You know, we're not prepared to take any chances as far as a line rupturing or, you know, any kind of catastrophic damage that could happen to our natural resources and our watershed.
Jennings says this action could be a first.
I don't know of too many other communities that have tried to push out an existing line. We're pretty new to this process, but we just know that anything's on the table and we're prepared for whatever comes our way.
A spokesperson from Enbridge told the Duluth News Tribune they've been negotiating with the tribe since 2013. The Line 5 pipeline carries more than 500,000 barrels of oil and other liquids each day. Ken Krall, WXPR News.